Do you ever hear it called long sweetening and short sweetening?
No. I've heard my grandfather speak about the older blacks then calling it that, you know.
Your grandfather said that the older?
Yeah, they used that terminology. I've heard him say that, you know, they talk about the old, so when he was a boy, they called it that.
Where did he grow up around?
I assume in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
In the Delta, I feel like, probably.
If you wanted to buy some molasses, what would it come in?
You mean today?
Or back then?
Back then. Grandpa used to get it in gallon glass jugs, barrels. They used to get it in stores in barrels, and then you'd carry your container, basically glass jugs or, you know, something that you could seal, or jars with a screw-type lid. And then they even had those little flip-type lids that's antiques now. You can't hardly buy one.
What did you call those with the flip-type lid?
I believe the ball. I forget what they call those things.
Did you ever hear of a stand?
Stand?
Uh-huh. Stand of lard or stand of molasses? Or
no.
On the barrel, the thing that runs around to hold the wood in place.
Gosh, dog.
You'd have some metal.
Yeah, I know what you... The boards that were made out of were called stays. Rim? No, that's not right. On a metal barrel, you call it a rim, but I just don't remember.
What about those skirts that women used to have?
Hoop skirts? Hoop skirts.
Okay, did you ever hear the barrel? The
hoop, yeah, barrel hook, sure. I was searching for that word. Yeah, well, sure, I've heard of that. I just wasn't thinking.
What did nails used to come in?
Wooden kegs.
On a water barrel or a beer keg, what do you call the thing you turn to get the liquid out?
Bung.
Was that something you, like a stopper, or was it something you turn?
I bought two when the hardware here went out of business. They're hanging on the wall in the house. One of them was for a vinegar barrel, and I don't know what they call that thing, but it's a wooden faucet, really, you know. You turn it and it has a hole in it, and you turn it back.
What would you have out in your yard that you can hook your hose up to turn to get the water out?
Faucet. Faucet.
And it's a kitchen sink?
I call it the water faucet. No, you know it.
And if you're driving horses and you want them to go faster, you hit them with the...
the whip or the end of the line.
What do you, when you're riding on it, you hold the...
reins.
And your feet are in...
stirrups.
And before you can hitch a horse to a buggy or wagon, what do you say you have to do to him?
Harness him up or gear him up. Depends on the terminology.
Which would you probably say?
I'd say put the harness on him.
And if you bought something at the store, the grocer would put it in a...
bag.
Made out of...
paper, basically.
What did flour used to come in?
Cloths and barrels, wooden barrels. Grandpa used to buy it by the barrel, half a barrel of flour, a barrel of flour.
What did you call the things made out of cloth?
What do you call the thing made out of cloth?
Mm-hmm.
After you've used the flour? The ones that I wore were called shorts.
Well, what did you call the, when the flour was in it, you'd call it a...
flour sack.